Very pleased to be joined in the studio by, one of the big goal scorers for the Saskatchewan Rush, number two, Zach Manns. Thank you for coming into the studio today, first of all.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be pretty busy starting this weekend. I was talking to Pat this morning about it. Like, mm-hmm. he worded it like it's going to be sort of a gauntlet for you guys. You guys are going to New York, and then on Sunday, you guys are going to be in Georgia, then Philly next Thursday. So, I mean, before this big undertaking, what's your mindset going into this weekend?
Yeah, you know, ever since that Thursday game had been rescheduled, I think a lot of us have had this kind of week marked down on our calendar and been looking forward to it, as it's going to be quite a challenge. But I think it's the type of weekend you can really build on if you do well. And that's what we're looking to do.
Absolutely. Like, very, very busy and hectic. It'll almost feel like a trial by fire, but I have no doubt that you guys will emerge on the other end mm-hmm. a lot better for it. So again, like, what are your thoughts going into Saturday playing New York?
It was a great game. I thought we kind of let them hang around a little bit at the end, but I thought it was almost a complete effort by us. But it's next week, this upcoming week's a completely new game. There's going to be a lot of different schemes coaches are going to be putting in, and it might be a little bit different than the last game. Like, it was really up and down last game, and it might be a little bit of change in pace. Who knows? But they got a great offense on that team, powered by number 51, Jeff Teat. He's a great player, so it's going to be all hands on deck to beat them again.
Let's take a moment to get to know you for a second. So coming from Victoria, you were playing in Toronto, so you're very mm-hmm. used to large cities. What's your time in Saskatchewan been like so far?
It's when I got here, I'd never been to the prairies really at all. So when I got here, it was a bit different than really any other place I'd been.
Yeah,
but it's been awesome. I've really felt the warm welcome from all the people of Saskatoon around town that I've met, and by the Rush fans and the Rush organization. So it's been really fun.
All that crowd at SaskTel Center, I mean, it helps that they're electric.
Yeah. No, I think I believe it was my rookie year we played in Sask. That was the only time I'd played at the SaskTel Center before, and I remember it was rocking. So as soon as I was traded, I was excited to play in front of those fans.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you, man, and you've been killing it. So when you're not training and obviously like playing games, how do you pass the time at home?
Yeah, no. So right now I'm living in the city. We have four other guys that live in the same apartment building. So we got five guys who are right in the city, and to pass time, I mean, We train, and then we like to do community events around the city, like coaching kids or going to events. So that's how we pass our time.
The Rush starting a big road trip. Going to New York on Saturday, going to Georgia on Sunday, and again, Thursday game next week, Philadelphia Wings. They're playing again. Break a leg, not literally, but it'll be a fantastic weekend for you guys.
Yeah, I think so too. We've been looking forward to it, and it's here, so we're ready to do it.
Number two on the roster, number one in our hearts, Zach Manns from the Saskatchewan Rush. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.